This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The person charged with the alleged stabbing of preschool teacher Kylie Leggett in April of 2024 will be tried as an adult in district court. Judge Brittany A. Schneider issued the ruling Monday. Since he's being tried as an adult, his name's being released. He's 17 years old now. His name is Holt LeMaster from Steamboat Springs.
My heart is happy for myself as a victim, but my heart is so happy for our community. This person has caused so much trouble to not just me, to everybody involved and everyone that lives in Steamboat. I just cannot contain my excitement and the fact that my voice was heard.
29-year-old Leggett was house-sitting when she was stabbed. She was in the hospital for a month. She could never have children because of her injuries. LeMaster was 16 at the time. He's being charged with three separate counts of attempted second-degree murder, first-degree assault, and attempted second-degree burglary with six sentence enhancers. That's violent juvenile offender. LeMaster's been in the Grand Mesa Youth Services Center in Grand Junction since the incident. A new court date will be set in district court. Ranchers in Rio Blanco County in the Meeker White River area are receiving daily updates on wolf activity from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Monday's report said two collared female wolves and one collared male are moving in Rio Blanco County. The text to the landowners ended with lots of wolf activity in the area today. Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission is meeting Wednesday and Thursday in Denver. An update on the wolf programs at 1:35 Wednesday. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says fishing licenses are also now available through their website, cpwshop.com. Bears are waking up with the recent warm weather. According to Keep Bears Wild Steamboat, they're hungry, so lock up your trash, bring in your bird feeders. Yampa Valley Housing Authority and the City of Steamboat Springs are starting a new group called Community Deliberation and Stewardship Team. Community members are being asked to serve on the new temporary group, which will have discussions and healthy debates with facilitation on discussions like the Brown Ranch property and perspective on how much and where the City of Steamboat Springs should grow. The group will meet once a month. The deadline to apply is March 17th. Tonight is History Happy Hour with Tret a Pioneers Museum. The subject is Beer on the Frontier, How Suds and Saloons Made the West, 5:30 Olympian Hall at Harrison Hill. And we have some happy news.
That's going to do it! Your Steamboat Sailors are state champions for the first time! It's Steamboat Sailors ice hockey history.
Okay, Steamboat Sailors hockey team, Chassa 4A state champions. Sailors beat Glenwood 4-2 Monday night, the state championship game in Denver. The Sailors hockey team was started in 2003. It's the first time they've won the state hockey championships. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.